Welcome to Explore Radio. I'm Jeff St. Clair. American manufacturing is at a crossroads, not only in terms of changing technology and increased competition, but whether workers are ready for the next industrial revolution. In this week's Explore Radio, we look at how one Cleveland community is adapting to Industry 4.0. Industry 4.0 is the catchword for what's next in manufacturing, the oncoming industrial Internet of Things and smart technology. But who's going to run these smart machines in America's factories? It's a question facing one community on Cleveland's west side, where we meet Brian Galluli, head of the Bel Air Puritas Development Corporation. The organization serves residents of the West Park neighborhood. West Park is home to around 200 small to medium-sized manufacturers, and around one-third of the people who work in those plants also live there. That means their economic futures are intertwined.
So our agency has looked at the competitiveness of the neighborhood.
Galluli is part of a federally funded research project that includes researchers at Case Western Reserve University, local manufacturers, and his agency. As part of the research, Galluli held focus groups to find out how residents feel about technology's impact on their lives and livelihoods. He says compared to the job losses from automation, people are hopeful about Industry 4.0's impact.
Here we are used to the idea of technology replacing us, and now there's an idea of technology promising us.
And hope for the neighborhood's future can also be found on West 140th Street inside John Marshall High School. That's where we meet Crystal Rivera. She's community coordinator at the school.
We're the only school in the state of Ohio that has a computer science curriculum.
She takes me to Arlie Trujillo's ninth grade algebra class.
These are freshmen, right?
In his class, there are no notebooks, no pencils, paper, or chalk. Trujillo's students learn algebra by creating a video game on a Mac computer.
They'll design it. They'll choose how many characters they have. They'll code it using algebra concepts. Next thing you know, they have a working video game that they made.
That would make algebra a lot more interesting.
I like to think so, yeah.
The computer skills these kids are learning may be just what Cleveland manufacturers need to survive, according to researcher Ken Laparo. He teaches electrical engineering and computer science at Case and is part of the Industry 4.0 research project. He says Cleveland manufacturers are facing a shakeup on the factory floor as a generation of skilled workers retire.
You're going to go from somebody that can help you manage the equipment because they've got their thumb on the pulse and they know what's happening to very, very green and inexperienced people that don't have any understanding of how temperamental those machines actually are.
John Colm is head of Manufacturing Works, an industry advocacy group leading the manufacturing side of the research project. He's hoping tech-savvy graduates can be lured to factory jobs.
Could high school students coming out of John Marshall potentially be that next wave of talent?
Colm's looking for practical ways to bridge Industry 4.0's impending talent gap.
Where a team of students could basically be the data analytics team for several companies.
Firms like Wire Products Company, founded in West Park in 1951. It makes metal springs, clamps, and other custom parts, and has some extremely experienced employees, like 80-year-old Roger Weymouth.
How long have you been here?
Too long. 61 and a half.
Wire Products Vice President of Marketing Dan Collins recognizes the need to bring in a new generation of workers with new skills.
The way you're going to survive is bringing in that youth, that skilled youth set. And they're going to be so much more familiar with the Internet of Things than a lot of those people that are retiring or, you know, on the back nine of their career.
Case Western economics professor Susan Helper says the challenges facing Wire Products are not unique. She's part of the West Park Research Project and says compared to the rest of the world, small American manufacturers have lagged in both innovation and attracting a new workforce.
What's happened in the U.S. is we've gotten stuck in the middle. Yes. We don't have wages as low as China or Mexico, but we don't have technology as good as Germany or Japan.
And she says a transition needs to happen soon. American prosperity is in the balance. I'm Jeff St. Clair with this week's Explore Radio.